You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Early in-person voting officially got underway yesterday in Wisconsin for the April 1st election. From now until March 30th, residents will be able to cast their ballots for the critical state Supreme Court and state superintendent elections. The April ballot will also feature a statewide referendum on whether a voter ID requirement should be added to the state constitution. There are also a number of local races and school referendums in Oshkosh and West De Pere. Residents should check with their local clerk for information on when and where in-person early voting is available to them. North Greenville Elementary School was put on lockdown Tuesday morning when a police chase moved to the wooded area at the rear of the school. Outagamie County Sheriff's officials say they were initially called to a hit-and-run crash on Highways 76 and 15 in Greenville. One of the vehicles fled and was seen pulling into the area near North Greenville Elementary. The driver exited the vehicle and fled on foot to the wooded area. Officers from multiple agencies responded and used drone resources and canine officers to track and eventually arrest 27-year-old Joshua Lee Howard of Hortonville. Officials say the investigation is continuing. Meanwhile, another new Wisco school was placed on lockdown Tuesday. This time, it was in Winneconne, where Winneconne Elementary was placed in a soft lockdown while Winneconne police executed a search warrant nearby. The occupants of the residence were known to have firearms. The lockdown was immediately lifted once the residence was secured. About 50 used syringes and drugs were found in the residence. Police arrested a 44-year-old Winneconne man on possession of methamphetamine, THC, and drug paraphernalia. Police now have the identity of the skeletal remains found in the town of Leon in Washera County last week. The remains were identified with the help of the Washera County Examiner's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigation. Washera County Sheriff Wally Zulke said the identity will be released to the public at a later date. Outagamie County Sheriff's officials arrested 49-year-old Jake Reinhardt of Green Bay Tuesday in connection to the overdose death of a 43-year-old in Freedom in November. Police say Reinhardt supplied the fentanyl that resulted in the death. Reinhardt is charged with first-degree reckless homicide, delivery of drugs. The Brown County Drug Task Force and the Green Bay Police Department helped with the investigation. Governor Tony Evers' proposed 2025-27 capital budget includes $137.5 million for renovations at UWO's Polk Learning Commons. State Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim said she toured the library in February, and the project is essential for the university's and its students' success. Polk Learning Commons was built in 1962, and a wing was added in 1969. The renovations would reduce overall square footage, improve accessibility and energy efficiency, and save the university $52,000 annually. Sean Duffy wants a review of green transportation infrastructure policies and programs. Joanne Krulatz explains.
The U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary and former Republican Congressman from Wisconsin has already frozen funding for a program that pays for installation of new electric vehicle charging stations around the state, and more may be on the way. The same memo that paused the EV charging grant program also includes a stop action on all Biden-era discretionary grants to build bike lanes and other green infrastructure so the agency can review projects for possible removal. The memo cited executive orders issued by the Trump administration that take aim at the Biden administration's diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility goals in efforts to reduce the carbon footprint of the nation's transportation system.
As the closely watched Wisconsin Supreme Court election approaches, the Democratic National Committee is expected to announce its earliest ever new election cycle investment. The early move comes as the race between liberal-backed Judge Susan Crawford and conservative-backed Judge Brad Schimmel sees record investment, with more than $59 million already being spent in the race. The DNC plans to fund phone banks to connect with voters, assist ground operations, and mobilize thousands of volunteers across the state. Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instruction, Dr. Jill Underley, and her challenger, Brittany Kinzer, will participate in a candidate forum today ahead of the April 1st election. The virtual forum will be held online from 7 until 8:30 p.m. and could be the only live forum to feature both candidates for the position. A link to the live forum is available online, and a full recording will be available afterwards. The forum will be moderated by Dr. Kevin Lawrence Henry, Jr., an associate professor from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. The Wisconsin Department of Instruction has unveiled a new website to track federal funding impacts. The page provides real-time updates, critical information, and resources related to federal funding for public schools and libraries across Wisconsin. Available tools also include real-time updates on current funding cuts at the federal level and an interactive map to view data specific to your school district. Resources also include personalized flyers that highlight the effects of federal funding for each district. More information is available on the DPI's website. Proposed legislation in the Wisconsin State Assembly would require revocation for people who violate the terms of their correctional supervision. Currently, justice-involved individuals who violate the terms of their parole or probation or extended supervision could be recommended for a revocation hearing by their caseworkers. If the legislation becomes law, parole officers would be mandated to recommend a revocation if the individual is charged with a new offense. Opponents say there's already too many people being revoked for technical reasons. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned three Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a one-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost five of their last seven games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers arriving in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got to the championship game, we didn't get it done, now let's go on to next. We get to play in another one. We just focused on a four-team, two-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. Long Bright River is a mystery cop show on Peacock starring Amanda Seyfried. In my opinion, it took a little bit to get going, but was explained as to why later in the show. Seyfried plays a Philadelphia cop who investigates crimes against sex workers and the homeless in Philly's Kensington area. The Mamma Mia star plays the role a bit passively as a reluctant police officer, but ultimately her choices work. The best thing about the show, in my opinion, is that I really had no idea who the bad guy was right up until the end. It's always nice to binge a mystery that isn't predictable. Fox's The Cleaning Lady is infusing its cast with some new blood. Joining the show will be Leah Salonga, who starred in Les Mis on Broadway, Patricia de Leon, who most recently appeared on Taylor Sheridan's Lioness, and Robert Giacchini, who's appeared in films like Dreamgirls and Godfather 3. That's some good talent that will hopefully help the show overcome a title that's hard to take seriously. People on social media have been raving about the show Adolescence. They might be onto something, as it is the highest-rated show on Netflix for the week of March 10th. The show was discovered by over 24 million viewers between Thursday and Sunday of last week. That's 5 million more viewers than Robert De Niro's Zero Day received, which premiered February 17th. Adolescence almost drew more viewers than a horribly reviewed Chris Pratt Millie Bobby Brown movie, The Electric State, which took in just over 25 million viewers. Regarding episodic shows, the comedy Running Point finished in second place behind Adolescence with just over 9 million viewers. If you're in the mood for some laughs, check it out as Kate Hudson plays an executive who finds herself running an NBA basketball team. So much bingeable color TV to check out, but your time is valuable. So choose wisely, my fellow couch potatoes. Gwyneth Paltrow says that she and Timothée Chalamet have a lot of sex together. In a new film, that is. In a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Paltrow talked about her new film, Marty Supreme. Chalamet plays a professional ping pong player and Paltrow his love interest. Throughout the interview, Paltrow tries to make ping pong sound sexy, like Chalamet's character learned on the streets. Gwyneth made a point to say there was no intimacy coordinator on the set and that they handled the love scenes themselves. Sources have not confirmed or denied that to enhance the mood on the set, Paltrow lit a whole mess of scented candles she used to sell that supposedly smelled like her private parts. Google it. It's real. Timothy Chalamet is also prepared to launch a personal product of his own. It's a mustache comb called One Day I Might Need This. Marty Supreme will be released Christmas Day of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rain and a few thunderstorms today, with rain changing to snow late this afternoon into tonight. It's going to be windy, too, with gusts from about 35 to 45. Our high today, 38. Snow and blowing snow tonight. Accumulation around an inch or two. Our low tonight, 27. Conditions improve by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now, 37.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.